Right now, time to bring in Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine through many locations for free pickup in the tri-state region. Also, their companion site, which is mainstreetmag.com on the web. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You getting ready for Halloween?
We are indeed. How about you?
Well, all my kids are grown, and I live in an area where no kids come around, so I guess I'm kind of ready for Halloween. I haven't put the pumpkins out in front of my house yet, though. That's
what about
happen.
The station?
Oh, no, we don't put pumpkins in front of the station. They would last about 16 minutes as soon as the sun went down.
No, I see.
I'd have to be cleaning up Main Street in Sharon every day if we put pumpkins out in front of the station. I guess I'll wear orange and I can look like the Grand Pumpkin inside.
There you go.
That's the easiest way to get around that. Well, anyway, I want to go online here. And someplace I went to many years ago and haven't been back, and that is Claremont, which is not that far from us. It is just a pretty cool site.
Yeah, Lindsay wrote a piece about the Claremont Historic Site and how basically a little bit about their history and then how they have been working with the community and what they've been doing to give back and to kind of bring, you know, history to the present and work with the community with their gardens and using the grounds. And it also goes through how COVID affected the site as well as the folks who work there and how they kind of pivoted and have gone through that time to come to today and the programs that they have there, which are phenomenal.
We talk about history. Your next story, when I used to work in Kingston, New York, many, many, many years ago, at least, I'll say once a month, my friends and I would travel over to the Beekman Arms. And it looked like the history of the Beekman Arms was going to be finished many, many years ago. But your story, History in the Making, is a nice story about the Beekman Arms.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it sits right on the intersection of the crossroads there in Rhinebeck. And it was founded in 1766, and I've been by it a million times myself, and I didn't realize the extent of it. So I hope folks, you know, find it surprisingly interesting, like I did. Regina here went through kind of its founding and some of the pivotal points throughout its history, and the importance that it's made to the region as well.
What's interesting about the Beekman Arms and Rhinebeck in general? That whole area, Rhinebeck and Redhook, has a lot of history, and especially as you head into the Christmas season, Sinterklaas, they have that connects Kingston and Rhinebeck, a big celebration. There is just a ton of history for people that know it. If you want to know about American history, we were in a great area here because we were so involved in the wars with building battleships and making the cannonballs, and there's a lot of historic sites here. But, boy, that stretch of the Mid-Hudson Valley that runs from just north of Poughkeepsie Catsmount, it's just amazing what history is involved in there in the United States.
Well, I mean, we had, you know, in Kingston, it was the first capital of New York. We had one of the presidents up in Kinderhook and you know, so many other things. So we are just, you know, bursting at the seams here in the Hudson Valley with history. And for our listeners who don't realize, of course, we're talking about my October issue. That's the history issue. So to put it into perspective why we're talking so much about history.
You know, you've got the Roosevelt Mansion, Roosevelt Presidential House, and then you got the Vanderbilt. I mean, it's an amazing little area that is packed with history that goes along with us. And it's not that far away from us.
Not at all. It's, you know, we go half an hour in any direction, and I'm sure you're going to pass along at least a few historic sites, you know, of different levels of prominence.
We're talking with Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine, and the next story I want to talk about is the Coppet Grange. Now, the Coppet Grange for a while was turned into a little theater by a nice couple that lived up there. But the history of the Coppet Grange and how the Coppet Grange has been kept alive, not necessarily as a Grange Hall, but they do a lot of things that we see throughout most of rural America, where you have these buildings or former churches that are turned into venues that really tie the community together with a lot of different events.
Yeah, Griffin dove into the not just the Copic Grange, but a history of granges in this country, which I didn't realize the extent of, and I'm sure some of our readers don't either. So, I mean, that in and of itself is quite fascinating, how and why, and the involvement of women as well, and what these places did for a community such as Copic. And in this piece, Griffin talked to the folks behind the Copic Grange today, and what they have done there, from start to currently. And what's been happening recently, and what they've been doing, with the community, and to keep it alive. And as you said, they had different theatrical shows there for quite a while, and it's just interesting to see that, and I personally, when I was a child, I went by that building every day on the bus, and never, realized the extent of the historical prominence of it. So, I hope that folks look at places like the Grange and the Beekman Arms, and kind of go, oh, wow, that had a major impact on this community for hundreds of years.
We here in Sharon have the Taghkanic Grange, and that's still an operating grange, and that's located right on top of Sharon Mountain, in between basically Cornwall Bridge and Sharon. And they do a lot of different community events. They also have a huge plant sale every summer, but they also distribute dictionaries. I do believe they still do that. Every student at Sharon Center School, I do believe, gets a dictionary from them. And the Taconic, ta I can't say Taconic, it's Tagconic Grange, is a very active grange here in Sharon. The Grange Hall is used for the grange itself, so we're pretty familiar with grange halls around here.
That's great.
We'll go on to Germantown. There's another interesting small town, and you've got the story, A Germantown Gem.
Another piece by Lindsay, who did the Claremont piece as well, and she talked to the owners of the Central House that's located right there on the around the center or Main Street there. The Central House was built or established in 1876 and has gone through letter iterations. And so she kind of walked with the current owners through what the building has gone through and what's happened there, and bringing it up to today, and what the current owners have done to renovate it and bring it kind of back to life in the heart of Germantown.
When we're talking about this, I hope people who are listening who have just recently moved to our area, whether they're in New York or whether they're in Connecticut or Massachusetts, realize that when they pick up a magazine like yours, which is Main Street Magazine, or they go to the website, they can learn a lot about our area and understand and find out that, especially if they have families, there's just a ton of day trips that you can do in this area that keep you busy, winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Exactly. And I mean, you do the same as I. You talk about, the local things that are of interest, and include some of these historic sites. And just like with the Central House, which is in Germantown, right by there, you also have Alana and what is it, Thomas Cole House, and there are a few others just right there within 10 minutes of each other. So it's such a wonderful area to explore.
And we're gonna, we've I talked about the Vanderbilts, but we'll talk about that next week because that's we've got a couple more stories that we could talk about next week. But really, folks, if you have not found a Main Street Magazine yet, find it, because it's a resource not only to find about your neighbors, but to learn basically the history of the community that you just moved into. So you guys just do a great job. Keep up the good work. One straight it gets Main Street Mag. Dot com on the web and for pickup at many locations throughout the area. What's next month issue is going to be based on?
We're working on the November issue right now. I hope to go to press actually tomorrow, and it's our annual art and design issue. And as some of our themes have a very broad stroke, we are not just focusing on, fine artists, but blacksmiths and even a political person, political profile that we feel is very artistic in his approach to creating a new vision for his community and helping to, put that into action. So we're excited about the issue. It's going to be a nice size issue, and it'll hopefully hit newsstands right around the end of the month.
All right, Thorne, always great to speak to you. We'll speak to you next week.
Sounds terrific. Stay warm.
All right. Thorne Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. And once again, where can you find Main Street Magazine? Well, the answer is you can find it everywhere. It's a pickup throughout the tri-state region for free, and also mainstreetmag.com on the web.